This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. For many colleges that have very, very active football programs, very often the presidents of those colleges say that the athletics make the academics possible, that it's a partnership that goes hand in hand. We're joined now by Britt Kerwin. He's chancellor of the University System of Maryland and co-chair of the Knight Commission, which is an intercollegiate athletics watchdog group. And Britt, we have a new commission study where they surveyed 95 presidents, and they're pointing to the athletics program as a problem at their institutions. Can you explain what the presidents had to say?
Right. Well, these are the presidents that are in the major football conferences. There are 120 what we call Division 1A football programs in the country, so they play big-time college football. And I think what we've seen over the last decade or so is a spiraling up in the expenditures on intercollegiate athletics. There's an arms race of sorts underway, everybody trying to build bigger stadiums and hire more coaches at astronomical salaries. Meanwhile, the economic circumstances of most of our universities have gone south, and so we have this incredible discrepancy between expenditures in intercollegiate athletics and what we're investing in our academic programs. Just to illustrate that, the expenditures in athletics over the last several years have been growing at about four times the rate faster than expenditure on academics. And, you know, I just don't think that's a situation that can be allowed to continue.
85% of these presidents said the salaries for football and basketball coaches are too high. And they also said that, for the most part, these athletic programs aren't actually making them any money. Is that accurate?
That's true. I mean, that's something that is not well understood by a lot of people in the general public. Of these 120 or so programs, 75% are losing money, and the average loss is $10 million a year. Now, when I say they're losing money, at the end of the year, they got to balance the budget. And so what happens is there is a transfer from other institutional resources to close that gap. And so at a time when classes are being cut and tuitions are rising and people are being furloughed, we're in a situation where universities are having to close that gap.
Subsidize the athletics program.
Right.
But the other thing that's disheartening is that many of these presidents say they don't think they can solve the problem. They don't think they can fix it.
Well, I think that's that has to be interpreted in the right way. I think what presidents are saying, that by themselves they can't solve this problem. In other words, no president feels that he or she can afford to step up and say, you know what, we're going to really de-emphasize intercollegiate athletics. So it's not something where it can be done on a case-by-case basis. But what I think presidents do feel is that there can be some collective action. The NCAA could create policies and practices which would begin to bring these costs under control and start to move them in the other to lower them somewhat. So I think that's what we've got to look to, is collective action, not individual action.
I think that's a tough sell, too. Britt Kerwin is the chancellor of the University System of Maryland, co-chair of the Knight Commission. It's an intercollegiate athletics watchdog group.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.